Yeah.
Breezy.
Sugar.
Estelle Suarez is a Londoner, but for the past few years, she's called the USA home. Huh. Wonder if American boys have anything to do with that.
Walking that wall, talk that slick talk, liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday.
That's American Boy, Estelle Suarez's 2008 Grammy-winning hit with Kanye West. Songs featured on her album Shine, and since then, boy, has she, with her silky vocals, smooth raps, and punchy lyrics. Estelle Suarez's latest album is called All of Me, and she joins us in her studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So, you're over here for the guys?
Yeah. I wish I could say yes. No, I was signed my record deal in 2007, and I moved over here to work on the album and put out Shine, and I've been here ever since.
Can we talk a bit about your background?
Mm-hmm.
Born in London, as mm-hmm. we noted. Your mother is from Senegal.
Yeah.
Your father from Grenada. Do we hear much of that in your music?
Absolutely. My dad, being from the West Indies, and my mom, they love reggae music and African music, and it all squishes together in my approach.
Mm-hmm.
I think with music and the instruments I use, I'm a big fan of bass lines and drums. You know, so like a lot of my music is bass heavy or drum heavy.
Yeah.
I'm less of the acoustic artist and more of the feeling, the grip type of artist.
Yeah, they say that all I had to do was rap, but rap again. Go ahead and get back to black again. Back to the future, back to all that again. 1980 still, oh yeah, all of that again.
Was there a point when you were young, Estelle,
yeah.
that you heard a song, you heard a singer, and said to yourself,
this is it? Yeah, when I was 3, I remember seeing Bob Marley on TV, and I just remember this guy being on stage shaking his head and losing it and being in the spirit. And I remember just staring at this guy like, what's he doing, you know? And that's kind of like my first musical memory, my first version of this is what I want to do, I think. And I ran away from it for a while, and it kind of came back to me.
Let's listen to a song from this new album. This is a song called Wonderful Life.
What makes my day slow down, watching the rain, and now I'm not on time. I'm about to lay down and cry, boss on the other line. Had a fight with my legacy, swears I'm lying.
A lot of these songs are about heartbreak.
And how to get over it. I write about my life, and my life is by no means as nice and as happy as American Boy seems. It's been a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of hurts, a lot of pain, a lot of happy times. And the thing that kind of holds me together is I always find a way over it. So when I write from that perspective of like, it might not be good today, but it's going to be better tomorrow. That's what Wonderful Life was about. Just keep smiling, it'll be all right.
Gotta ask, Madonna, Gwen Stefani,
yeah.
they're Americans who've gone to London.
Yeah.
So why have you gone to the other?
Yeah. Well, because I kind of hit a glass ceiling at home. No one quite got where I was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd been friends with John Legend and Kanye West for a while, and I've worked with John Legend on my first record, and he was like, look, come to America, I got you. Just, I'll sign you. I was like, are you sure? Because you're not my handful. You know, I have things to say, and you're not going to be able to put me in a cookie cutter. It's not going to work. He's like, I know. I'm clear about this.
Yeah.
Come on. So he did, and he stuck with it, and here we go.
Let's listen to another song if we can from your new CD. This one is Speak Your Mind.
I'm nice in my skin. I love every color. I got the body God gave me. Don't want another. Well, well, I'm a woman. It don't matter the shade. And what you really, really want is a lady that's paid. Paid on her terms, not this ditzy ditzy. Take these look good girls.
y'all say, miss me, cause half of y'all would've lost a minute in my circle. Shade, shade, shade in a minute, watch them curdle. And this is not an attack at them. I just want them to do better than they're doing with their men. I just want them to aim higher, stop their gripping and their grin. I just want them to pull out the miseducation again. It's crucial times and we're here to base it. I gotta tell the truth, y'all face it. All you have to do is speak in mind.
Well, I think it speaks for itself, but tell us what you're trying to put across here.
So, as I'm traveling, as I'm going around, it just started getting me angry, the amount of just the general lack of wanting to do for themselves that the younger generation of women are having. I was raised on, like, Queen Latifah. I was raised on Lauryn Hill, Nina Simone. I was raised on Mary J. Blige. I was raised on strong or women that had a point of view that made you feel empowered. And as I'm traveling in the States and the world, it's like a strain of women that were coming up that are like, I guess, I'll just roll with it, football-wise, basketball-wise, all these different wives on TV. And you're like, are you just content being someone's wife? And it frustrates me because I'm not that way. I can't co-sign that message. It's entertaining, but it's not real life. And these young girls don't know the difference between speaking your mind and putting more value in being educated and being about something than what you look like and what shoes you have today. That's where this comes from.
Did it ever occur to you that there's a somewhere in this world, in the United States, in the UK, there's a three-year-old kid who's listening to you, maybe seeing one of your videos?
If that is true and if that is real, man, I don't even know what to say or do about that. I just hope that I'm doing the right thing. I couldn't be happy with my existence knowing that, you know, I sang this and this child, and it was dishonest, it was from a mean place, and this kid saw me do that and it influenced their entire life. No way. You know, so I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Hey! Estelle, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Estelle, in our studio, her new album, All of Me, is out now. And you can hear more music from Estelle by going to our website, nprmusic.org.
Well, I wear my clothes like this.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.